I knew my parents couldn't have survived. I mean, knowing Auschwitz and what happened to the Jews, no way possible. So I decided I go back to Mannheim, where I was born. And the American Army gave me a motorcycle. I said, do you know how to ride a motorcycle? No, they will teach you. They taught me how to ride a motorcycle. They gave me a piece of paper stamped by the American Army. And wherever you go, you need gas or food, you stop and show them this piece of paper. And that's what I did. It took me 2, 3, 4 days to get to Mannheim. I come to Mannheim in the afternoon, arrive. That's where I was born, where I went to school, where my family lived. The town is 90% bombed out. Mercedes-Benz, you know, all some of the factories were in and near Mannheim. And I'm on my motorcycle, and I go by the house where we used to live, in our apartment building, in the Patera. The house bombed out. Nothing left. So I asked myself, what am I going to do now? Where am I going to go? There are no hotels. I haven't got any money. I haven't got anything in my pocket. And I drive around, and at 9 o'clock is curfew. You have to be off the street. The MP picks me up. He says, where are you going? I said, I don't know. So they told me the only place we can take you is to jail. So the first night I spent in Mannheim, I spent in jail. No place else to go. The next morning I go up to the military government, and there was the American officer whom I got to know very well. And he said, where did you, you're born here? I says, yeah, you're the first Jew who says you came back from the camps. We were a community of 6,000 Jews before the war. About half were able to immigrate. We didn't have an opportunity, so we stayed. I had to. So where are you going to stay tonight? He said, I don't have no place to go. He said, I'll tell you what, I'll take you with me. Take the jeep. He's an American captain in uniform, major, and takes on the outskirts of the city. He says, which house do you like? He said, I don't know. This one. So he goes to the door, puts a sign on the door. This house is occupied by military government. Everybody raus. Well, that's where I lived. I had a house. I worked for military government. And then a couple of interesting things happened.